You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Good morning, and you are listening to Social Connection with Stephen Littles, broadcasting from Sin City, Las Vegas, on Faces of Success Radio, and I am your host, Stephen Littles. This week's guests are Oscar Winner Lou Gossett Jr. from ABC's hit drama Scandal, Daddy Pope, Emmy Award winner Joe Morton, from ABC's Blackish, NAACP Image Award nominees Miles Brown and Marsai Martin, Trash Talk, and I get introduced to Sexy Gold Digger, an amazing anti-aging serum that rejuvenates the skin and eliminates the need for injectables. Now let's check out Sia Smash single, The Greatest, featuring Kendrick Lamar, and we'll be back with Trash Talk.
I'm the youth, hey, I am the greatest, hey, this is the proof, hey, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues, hey, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort, I fell twice before, my bounce back was special, let downs will get you, and the critics will test you, but the strongest survive, another scar may bless you,
every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. The show is a mixed show with classic hip-hop and R&B. So join me every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Club 976 on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Faces of Success Radio, we play the music that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Host of the Will Strayhorn Show, Will Strayhorn, on my guest today for this week's Trash Talk.
On Tuesday, President Obama delivered his farewell speech to the nation, and in his speech, among other things, he thanked his wife, the beautiful First Lady Michelle Obama. I believe Mrs. Obama is a strong force in his presidency and contributed to a lot of his decisions, and I think they are an amazing team. Waylon, what do you think you'd be able to be successful as a First Lady if your man became president?
Absolutely not.
So much.
Absolutely not. I am not made that way. She is an amazing beast. And she does everything with grace and style. And I would be so tactless. And it would be horrible because I don't have a lot of patience. And it would be so bad. So, no, I would never. I can't. Mm-mm. I applaud her because I would have gone in on so many people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, Will, what do you think made, you know, I like my thing that I loved about President Obama actually from the beginning was Michelle Obama. What do you think it is? I mean, as a talk show host and as a beauty, you know, as a beauty professional, what do you think it is that the people related so well, why the people related so well with Michelle Obama?
Because she was real. She was real. She didn't put on air. She wasn't pretentious. Michelle Obama, she got out. She did the Cupid Shuffle. She danced. All her interviews, you know, she was that, for lack of a better word, she was that round-the-way girl who was in a position of power, and she was transparent. So people really can relate to her in that position. She brought people into the White House who would never have been in the White House. And she was just, to me, people always say they were the people's president. She was the people's first lady.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know, and their love, I think, you know, the thing that really got me is their love. Like, you can tell that they love each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, you know, I think that they, like, sometimes, you know, they pull up to the side and, you know, do things that grown folk do. They had that type of love. They had that type of love.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it seemed like sometimes it was like when they're whispering, you're like, you can just tell. He'd be like, I'm going to get that tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So awesome.
Right. And you, know,
yeah, and you can tell with that walk, you always
be like, you need like her wig would be kind of crooked, and you'd be like, what happened? Something would be, you know, something,
right.
Would be, something happened. They had like a great passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And okay, so now I want to talk about now Serena Williams became engaged last week to the Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. And some people are up in arms because Serena's engaged to a white man.
Wow.
Now for me personally, I don't have any issues with interracial relationships, but that's only if it's a black woman and a white man. I kind of have issues with black men and white women. How do you guys feel about that?
No one's there.
Oh, okay. Who gonna go first?
Ladies first.
All right. As a black woman, I don't care. I don't care. I just want everybody to find somebody that they good with. You know what I'm saying? If you love that person, fine. I don't care. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, the black men that are with white women, we didn't want them. So it's okay. Let's
oh
be clear.
God.
We didn't want to.
Oh my God.
She said it. She actually said it. Okay.
Oh, my God. See, my issue with the black, like, because usually if it's a black woman with a white man, you know, he's usually at her level. You know, he's a counterpart. But, you know, a lot of times when you see these black men with these white women, instead of getting, like, this, you know, the Scarlett Johansson, they get, like, the, you know, the Roseanne Barr. You know,
exactly.
It's not like they get the trash. They get like the ones that the white men didn't want.
Poor Roseanne.
So, you know,
that's
my issue.
We didn't want them.
Right.
Exactly. We didn't want them.
Well, what do you think of interracial relationships?
You know, I have no problem. I'm actually on 2017 on my list. I'm actually considering trying it myself. I've tried everything else. It hasn't worked, so I'm but, you know, what my experience...
You've tried everything else?
You know what, baby? Read into it. I've tried everything else. It ain't worked for me. But, you know what? I in here in the salon, because I own the hair salon, so I get a lot of ladies who come in here who date Caucasian men, black ladies who date Caucasian men. But you know what I found to be a trend is that most white men who date black women, they date like the traditional looking black woman, like almost just off the boat, like coming over here.
Natural, just all natural.
All natural. And they don't want like the weed. They really don't like the weeds and a lot of makeup. They really want to go back to, you know, what's in the history book. That's what they really like.
Well, do you think they feel like slave owners? I mean,
I think it just brings back memories. I think it brings back fond memories.
Back to their heritage.
Yeah.
And see, in an interracial relationship, I always expect that when we get into an argument, I'm expecting to hear that N-word, and then you should, like, when you, if I hear the N-word, expect to hear the sirens.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to jail.
N-word, I'm going to cut you to the white meat.
Love.
And I won't have far to go, so.
So, you know, that's my issue. But like I said, if it's a black woman, usually if I see a black woman who's with a white man, you know, he's usually a businessman, he's successful. And so I'm looking, I'll be like, okay, she came up, and, you know, black women usually, you know, come back and get their family. So her mama getting some, you know, her brother getting some, everybody coming up with her. But, you know, usually when a black man get with a white woman, she usually doesn't have anything. And, like, she's the white woman that nobody wanted. And, you know, he's parading her around like she's a queen, but then it's like he's not taking care of his responsibilities. It's not like he can come up with her. And something that my mama used to tell me when I was growing up, used to always say, black women come in every shade from blonde hair and blue eyes to jet black, looking like they came out of a bush. There's no excuse, but if you ever date a white woman, she better be taking care of me, you, and everybody else. That's how my mother raised me.
Well, all right.
That's real talk.
Yep. She better bring up that FICO score, too, huh?
Right.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Wait, and my credit's bad, so I might need to find me a white woman right now.
Well, don't go get Roseanne Barr.
No, well, she might have good credit. I just can't look at her that long.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this is a silly one to me. Chris Brown and Soulja Boy are having a boxing match after Chris Brown was pissed that Soulja Boy liked a picture of Chris Brown's baby mama. Now, first, let's say Chris Brown's baby mama was a side piece that he cheated on his girlfriend with and got pregnant.
Right.
So she wasn't even a girlfriend. So let's go there.
Right, because he was Karrueche or whatever her name is.
Right, right, and cheated on her and got the girl pregnant. So now Soulja Boy liked the picture of Chris Brown's baby mama on social media. To make matters worse, Floyd Mayweather has jumped into this foolishness saying he's going to train Soulja Boy, and Mike Tyson with his turns around and said he's going to train Chris Brown. Now, how dumb is this?
Oh, man.
I'm embarrassed.
I love it. Great PR. I love it. I love it. And they're going to do pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, they think
they're having supposed to be in Dubai.
Dubai. Yeah,
it's supposed to be in Dubai.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in Dubai. And then now Soulja Boy kind of little. You know, Chris Brown could do flips, and he was
Chris Brown hit women. He don't hit men.
Because Soulja Boy's a little dude.
Okay. He's beyond little. He looks like a little roach, actually.
Wow.
He's fast.
He bugs me, literally.
Roaches are fast. Roaches are fast, I'm telling you.
But it's so dumb. It's such a waste of time and energy when there's so much going on in this world that they are doing this dumb stuff. And then I saw last week where Soulja Boy was in Compton. Like, dude, I grew up in South Central. Please don't get dead over here playing.
Right. Right.
Playing. Because these streets is real. You know what I'm saying? So it's dumb. It's a waste of time.
Is it really?
And it's on all mainstream. Like, it's all on the mainstream press. That's what's killing me. It's like, this is the representation that we have out there right now. A woman beater and a one-hit wonder out here battling on social media about someone liking a picture.
It's just dumb.
I'm hoping
a waste
it's just
of
publicity.
Energy.
I'm hoping.
Even if it is, it's dumb.
Because they were thinking about, I read somewhere where they were thinking about, I think the funds were going to be donated to a charity or something. I'm hoping it's just some type of stupid, like, you know, this new president. I'm hoping it's just something dumb that we're going to wake up from later on.
Right, like, I hope it turns out that this was just a joke that they were doing and they have, like, a hot record coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we might wake up from the stupidness of Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, but that other orange thing, that shit's not going nowhere. I'm sorry, did I curse? That's not going anywhere.
The great orange, yes.
Well, he's not orange anymore, if you notice. He's kind of popcorn colored now.
He looks like
color,
Garrett's popcorn now. I can't do it.
Well, you know, I'm going to say about our new president come next
he's
week.
Hold on.
Hashtag not my president.
No. You may be your new president, but he's not ours because I do not receive him.
Yes.
I don't receive him. Matter of fact, I receive all of it.
See, I think, this is what I think is going to happen with Trump. I think we're going to go back to, like it was in the 80s with Reaganomics.
Slavery? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
not
I'm
the
sorry.
1880s. I mean, the 1780s. But I think that he's going to bring a lot of credit, and these businessmen are going to have a lot of money on paper. And it's going to be like the 80s all over again with opulence and just spending and credit and all this craziness. And then after his 4 years, when he's gets beat by someone else, then it's going to be like all over, and then the economy is going to crash.
Nope.
No. I think the economy is going to crash immediately. And I think we're 1 feet away from getting blown off the goddamn map because he's ridiculous.
Excuse me. I want y'all to mark my words. Mark my words. I have not been wrong all day, so I want you to mark my words.
All day, so early.
Within 2 years, he's going to be impeached.
Oh, within absolutely. Years,
mark my words.
Or in jail.
Or both.
If we're lucky.
if we're still here.
Right, if he ain't tweeted and made somebody mad.
Yep, because I haven't been wrong all day. Yeah.
And I just that's got hilarious.
A couple hours ago, yeah.
Well, I want to thank my guest, Waylon Pitts, and Mr. Will Strayhorn. Can Waylon, can you tell the listeners how they can follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook under Waylon Pitts, W-A-Y-L-Y-N-N Pitts. I'm easy to find. And if you find me on Facebook, it's going to say like Waylon G-I-V-A Pitts. That's me. I have a grandbaby, and she was supposed to call me Jiva, and it didn't work out.
And you can pick up her new single, New Day, available on iTunes.
And Amazon and CD Baby and Tidal and wherever you can buy digital music, it's there. Right. And I also have an older song called I Love Love that's also available. So if you're going to get one, you might as well get two.
Yeah. And Will, how can the listeners follow you?
Yes, you can check out, okay, for me, because I'm also a hairstylist, makeup artist, and fashion stylist, so you can check all that out on willstrayhorn.com, that's W-I-L-1-L, strayhorn.com, or for my radio show, Let's Face It, with Will Strayhorn and friends, you can check out letsfaceitradio.com.
Great. Thank you, guys. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I would like to congratulate Donald Glover and his two Golden Globe Award wins last weekend. And here's his alter ego, Childish Gambino, with Red Man.
Make it right, but no, still.
crown and scene stealer Marsai Martin, who stars the twins Jack and Diane Johnson on the multi-award-winning ABC hit comedy Black-ish, chat with us about some of their favorite things. Hey, we're here with the one of the stars of Black-ish, Miles Brown. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do 5 questions.
All right.
What's your favorite food?
Okay, my favorite food is chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Yes. Cool. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color is maroon.
Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist right now is Drake.
Drake's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you want to do for your 18th birthday?
My 18th birthday, I'm going to get probably, I want to have a car. I want to go, all my friends are going to go to Disneyland. I'm going to do a bunch of stuff. It sounds weird. But yeah, we're going to do a bunch of weird stuff. We're going to go to Disneyland. We're going to hang out. We're going to go on a bunch of rides. We're going to come back. And then we're just going to just sleep for like 2 days in a row. And then we're going to play video games for like the other 3 days of my whole birthday week. And then on my birthday, that wasn't even my birthday. You just got to wait for my birthday. My birthday, we're going to have like a whole party. We're going to have a bunch of Coke and instead of alcohol, since I'm too young to drink it. Kayla's going to be here.
Hey, Kayla.
Yeah, and for my 18th birthday, we're going to chill and sleep for a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just coming, guys.
Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite video game right now?
My favorite video game right now is NBA 2K17.
Wow. Yay. Thank you, Miles.
I was waiting for somebody to ask. NBA 2K17 and Rocket League.
Good.
You know who this young lady is. The scene stealer from Black-ish.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Yeah. You know, you have such a... Do people tell you that you have a older spirit?
Yeah, some people say that. Yeah, I think I got one, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Parents taught me well.
So, you know, how's your life changed since you've been on the hit ABC TV show Black-ish?
It changed a whole lot because I didn't even realize just an old Southern Texas girl like me in public school with the person with the weird nerdy black girl glasses had no idea I would be coming this far. So that's really special to me, and I'm very grateful.
Okay, what part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Okay,
Texas.
So what's your favorite barbecue place in Dallas? Let's give a shout out to your hometown.
Ooh, I wouldn't say barbecue, but let's see. I like Texas Roadhouse, which is really good. But you'd walk in, they have like a lot of peanuts on the floor because you eat a lot of peanuts. You can just throw them on the ground. That's my favorite part. Be free.
Okay.
But they have some good stuff.
Okay, so I know when I get to Dallas, I got recommended by her, so when I come in, I want a discount.
Yes, you be grubbing. You be grubbing.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. It looked like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solving. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just know when I gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3. Like 1-3, yeah. When they smile in my face, whole town they wanna take my place. Whole town they wanna take my place. Whole town they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. Yeah, I don't trust the words you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. vibe switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up, I caught that whole play. Since things never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Hold on, they wanna take my place. Hold on, they wanna take my place. Hold on, they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. Yeah, I don't trust the words you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Agunis White, after spending 10 years creating beautiful hair pieces to make cancer victims rebuild their self-image, has created an anti-aging serum that is flying off the shelves with her luxury line, Sexy Gold Digger, which is expanding on her mission to make everyone feel beautiful.
And we are filming here from the beautiful Cosmopolitan on the Las Vegas Strip. Hey, we're here with Agunis White, the creator of Sexy Gold Digger Skincare. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. So, you know, we're here with Agunis. She has this amazing skincare line used by many celebrities. Can you tell us a little bit about your skincare line?
Yes, this is an anti-aging Botox alternative product, which is amazing because it does give an instant result,
okay.
Instant lift tightening of the skin. And also it has a long-term effect to it.
Okay, so in other words, it's not one of those products that, you know, once you use it, once you run out of it, like 2 weeks later, you're looking haggard and old and it stops working.
No, this is a product that's going to work every day. Every day you use it, you're going to see changes happening with your skin.
Okay.
And you're going to see good results because of this special ingredients that are in there.
Okay. So these are secret ingredients, I take it.
Secret ingredients. I could say just a little bit about, there is an ingredient, goji berry.
Okay.
There is hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Vitamin C.
Okay.
Slow oxygen release.
Okay.
So it gives you like a instant, like you just came out of the spa.
Okay.
Feel? Cool. Uh-huh. And also there is an ingredient that coats and a barrier that's like a film that fills the lines.
Oh, really?
Yes, instantly.
Okay.
So when you're about to go out, you wear this product and you will see like all of the lines disappearing instantly because you are filling with this amazing film.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it has a power feel to it. Also, this cooling effect.
Now, I want to ask you, do we need to use sunscreen when we use this, or does this have SPF protection?
This doesn't have SPF protection. You would have to use it.
Okay.
But after. And also, for women, they can use this product under the makeup.
Okay.
So before applying the makeup, they can use this product like 5 minutes before. And then do their makeup and have a flawless and look like 10 years younger.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at Agunis. You know, she's 83 years old. This product works one. No, I'm just kidding. But she has beautiful skin. And I'm sure you use your own product.
Thank you. Yes, I do.
So, can you tell us some celebrities that have been using your products?
We have Maurice Bernard using our product.
Right, you know, that's the Sunny Corinthos from General Hospital.
Yes.
So what are some of the, are you going to expand your line?
Yes, we are actually now coming up with a cleanser, a great moisturizer for night, also for neck cream and under eye cream.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, I wanted to say one more thing, Stephen, is when you are using a product, you want to make sure that you're using something that in a few years you are going to see the result.
Yes.
Because you're investing time.
Yes.
Time is the most valuable thing that you want to reverse the age,
right.
The aging. So that's why I'm developing this product line, so that let's say someone uses it, but in 5 years later they see they want to look 10 years younger.
Right. So what's the price point of Sexy Gold Digger?
This is $145 for 30 ml bottle.
Okay, great. Now, what other projects do you have coming on? Because I know if you're creative enough to come up with
yes.
this, I'm sure you have other things in the works.
Definitely, because the Sexy Gold Digger is a lifestyle
yes.
a brand, a luxury. So I'm designing bathing suit line.
Oh, really?
And this is like my hobby. And designing the bathing suit line is going to be like a jewel
okay.
line. So it's going to be...
So it's like embellished.
Yes.
It's going to be embellished swimwear.
With swimwear,
oh,
yes.
that sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Luxury. So it's going to be just amazing.
Okay. And when can we expect that?
Soon, I would say. I really want to have it ready before Valentine's.
Okay, great. So ladies, what you can do is get the Sexy Gold Digger, work on your face, fill in them lines and, them elbows and them knees, then turn around and get her luxury swimwear line. So thank you, Agnes. Thank you so much for stopping by. Oh, how can everyone follow you?
They can go to our website, www.sexygolddigger.com.
I'm happy too. I'll say yes, whatever you want, boy. I'm on deck, waiting alone. I'll take the wrong with the best. I'm cool with that. Cause you're human and I'm human, and we know it won't all be. We cruising and we moving and we traveling to the moon and back again. Back again.
NAACP Theater Awards in Los Angeles, and I had the honor of speaking with Academy Award-winning actor Louis Gossett Jr., and we discussed his upcoming projects and what actor he believes is carrying the torch for Black Hollywood and Hollywood in general.
I am here with the legendary Oscar winner, Mr. Louis Gossett Jr. I'm so honored to meet you again.
Thank you, sir.
I see you every day.
You see me every day.
We took a picture at the SLS, and I hung it up on my wall because you are one of the biggest stars I have ever met in my whole entire life.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So, you know, I want to ask you, what actors that are out now, especially Black actors, do you think are carrying on the torch of like you and Yaphet Kotto and the great actors?
Joe Morton.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, hands down. I didn't even have to finish that question.
You're right.
Joe Morton. Joe Morton.
So, what do you have, what projects do you have coming out?
Well, I've got King of the Dance Halls with Nick Cannon, Breaking Brooklyn, Undercover Grandpa, Double Play, and a faith-based movie called The Reason.
Okay, great.
And then I start directing in the Ernie Banks story.
All right.
And then a thing called Hashtag Jane Doe. So I got 2 years of work to do here.
Okay, well, if you need a big black bald-headed guy with big eyes. I'm available.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Mr. Gossett, it was an honor again.
Thank you, sir.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking you home, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking you home, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh. I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. No, I can't take it. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. No. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. In my bed, maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do we let it down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still
I don't wanna know. No. Who's taking it I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking it I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. No, who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. No, who's taking you home?
Morton, who won an Emmy Award for playing the dastardly Papa Pope on ABC's smash hit Scandal, was honored at the NAACP Theater Awards, and before receiving this prestigious honor, he stopped by to speak with our listeners. I'm here with the phenomenal Joe Morton. Sir, yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is a wonderful evening.
Mr. Morton is winning the Lifetime Achievement Award. The Lifetime.
Hey, man, I wasn't.
You know, I got. Wait, I got something on TV. I got Miguel Nunez bumping into Joe Morton. We caught this.
No, not tell everybody. That's what I'm talking
about. So, you're winning the Lifetime Achievement Award this evening.
Yes.
I asked Mr. Lou Gossett Jr. Of the actors that are out now, who does he feel is carrying on the torch of him and like Yaphet Kotto, an amazing actor? And he said you. And you were the only name he called.
Well, that in itself is a huge honor.
Yes.
I mean, I've known Lou for a very, very long time. I mean, when I first started, he and I did a little film together, but that's an amazing honor.
Yeah, like I remember you from Brother from Another Planet.
Yes. Still my favorite film.
Really?
Yes.
Like that was groundbreaking.
John Sayles, first of all, is an incredible writer, yes. And that was an amazing part to play a character, one who was from another planet, and two, had no facility for speech. It was a wonderful challenge.
Yes. Now, you're on some little tiny show that most people haven't heard of called Scandal.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's doing kind of okay.
Yeah. What, you know, how has that changed, like, your recognition and you being able to just walk down the street?
It's an amazing feeling. I mean, you know, getting on an airplane, you know, people want to stop by and they're very courteous and say hello and they love the show and they love the character. It's a very nice thing. It's a very, very nice thing.
Do people get a little worried when they see you?
Sometimes. I was at a cabaret, this was a couple of years ago, and a woman walked up to me and she said, when I first saw you, she said, I hated you. And then she said, then I realized I don't even know who you are. So we had a very nice conversation, and it was terrific.
That's amazing. And I just want to say it was an honor seeing you again. And you're just an amazing actor.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, you're a great example for us young black actors. Well, I'm not so young, but, you know, I got some crows tapping on my face. But, you know, for us black actors who are trying to do it, you know, there are very few that we can really look up to, and you are one.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me what you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake, you are in a beat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming, yeah. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming, yeah. I feel it coming, babe. You are not the single type, so baby, this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high and fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try, give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch to set you free. We don't have to rush when you're me. I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe.
enjoyed the show, and thank you for spending another hour with me here at Social Connection with Stephen Littles. And I'd like to thank my guest, Oscar winner Louis Gossett Jr., Emmy Award winner Joe Morton, and don't forget the season premiere of Scandal Thursday, January 19th on ABC, NAACP Image Award nominees Miles Brown and Marsai Martin on Blackish, which airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC. Hey, ABC, you need to start advertising on my show. Thank you to my Trash Talk guests, Waylon Pitts, whose single New Day is available on all digital sales outlets, and the host of the Will Strayhorn Show, Will Strayhorn, which you can find on Let's Face It Radio. Thank you, Agunis White, and I will definitely be using Sexy Gold Digger. And please, you, the listeners, follow me on Instagram at Social Connection TV, at SoCon TV, SOCON TV on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel to see the full video interviews, bloopers and all, at Social Connection TV. And I hope you tune in next week, because without you listening, there is no show. Have an amazing week, and I'll see you right here at Faces of Success Radio next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific.
Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Hey there, it's your girl, Nye, and I'm inviting you to Nye Airwaves every Friday from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Get the hottest gossip, tunes, and exclusive interviews with the stars. So join me every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern for Nye Airwaves on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Jay Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do.
Howard Hewitt.
For the lover in you, this ring.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember. Get shaking.
Club Nouveau.
Look at all these boomers surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away from all these boomers. I can't take it no more.
Radio. And John John of Troop.
To school each day, and wait for you to pass my way, and bells start to ring, and angels start to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do?
Many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code. Whoa. J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves, Youth Radio, on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Before my time, I won't die blue. Sugar, yeah.
Cause I
know you. Ooh, oh, how many eyes have seen them dream. Oh, how many arms have felt them dream. How many hearts, baby, have felt the world stand still. Never will.